we go. That's much better. So it is Junkin' Friday. Let's check in with Chris.
See, we're back. I feel like this is, you know, how it should feel. Where are we?
We're at 3021 Walnut Avenue.
Best way to get here?
Best way is to go the second street off of 30 Road heading east.
So Orchard and 30 Road, boom, swing it.
Not
whatever.
Orchard, 30 Road.
30, oh, you yeah, come down. No, okay, yeah. I went the other way.
No,
okay,
if gotcha. You go on E, you have to turn on Beechwood.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So tell us what you guys have. You started yesterday, but still with a lot of good stuff.
Yes, we started yesterday, and it was a good day because everybody was anxious to get out because of the weather.
Yeah.
We have lots of clothes left. We have some golf stuff left. Linens, books, lots of home housewares.
There was an ottoman, but that's going out the door. I see an Easter egg. You know, that's like a week away.
Yeah. An Easter egg light. An Easter egg light.
Oh, it's a light. Now, there's a couple walking sticks, but in that pool cue rack, what is that black stick? Is that just a beaten stick or what?
I need that.
Oh, it's a practice stick for golfing, Mary.
Oh.
Yeah, you had a pretty good day yesterday at Chipita.
Yeah.
I don't know if you need it or not,
need
but
to be practicing
never
no
hurts
more.
To practice, right?
We have lots of jewelry that's come from the Rock and Gem Show in Tucson.
All the way from Tucson, Arizona.
It's all new. It's all new.
You don't have to take the journey to Tucson. Come to Fruitvale, Colorado.
Yeah, there you go. 3021 Walnut Avenue.
I'm seeing, you're having problems with your toaster right now. There's two toasters.
Yeah, there's some
houseware items still left.
Yeah,
yes.
See, there's some good stuff.
And lots of clothes.
And books. Don't forget the books.
Outdoor items and shovels and stuff like that.
And good organization on the clothing rack, too, if I like that.
We always have it organized. Our yard tools are good.
So now you started yesterday. Are we going to do it tomorrow, or are you going to say, you know what, Mother Nature, you look like you're going to get pesky tomorrow?
My sister may do it tomorrow, but I'm not doing it tomorrow. Well, I probably am. This is my house.
I guess if it's in your driveway, you have no choice, right?
Yeah,
so
hopefully.
What are the hours today and tomorrow?
8 to 4. And
I like
then tomorrow,
it.
8 to 12.
Oh, gotcha. Can you shut it down and go have a good time? Spend the money. I don't blame you. When the wind comes, it looks like tomorrow.
Yeah.
So what's that address one more time?
3021 Walnut Avenue.
All right, come and get it right off. Just follow the sign. You guys have good sign.
Yeah, we have good signage all the way around.
Yeah, 30 in Patterson. Come and check it out. All right, we're finally back. I think I'm going to get three more under my belt today, so I'm excited about it. It is Junkin' Friday, and it's Magic 93.1.
Magic.
Junkin' Friday. Let's see where Chris is at now.
Yeah,
there we go.
Oh, you know, we got yard sales all over the place. Finally.
Yes.
And two that started yesterday, and I understand talking to both of them that yesterday was crazy because my Junkin' buddies are all excited to be back out again. Where are we at now, sir?
585 Darby Drive.
Best way to get here. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, it's between 29 and a half and 30 Road off of Patterson.
Now, I haven't wandered around yet, but tell us about some of the stuff that you have today.
Oh, we have a bunch of antiques, many, many books, and they're priced right. Just a little bit of everything. A dining room table, chairs, coolers, you name it, I got it.
He's right, so I'm going to take a look around here. Right here is the largest classic alarm clock I've ever encountered. When this baby goes off, you're not going to be able to sleep through it. I mean, it is gigantic. It's like, holy cow. It's awesome. And if you need a lantern, there's like two lanterns. We've got a gigantic champagne punch bowl. It's only $4, and this thing is huge and heavy. You could put like three or four bottles of champagne in there, Mary.
There you are. That's all we need.
Mimosa Sunday is
good
coming
start.
Up. We've got a bellows for, you know, your stove, vacuum cleaners. We've got, man, it's incredible how much stuff is here as you walk through. Hacksaws, we've got hammers. He's running down to put his signs out. He's like, my signs aren't out. We've got a jigsaw. We've got metal cups. What is this over here? I don't know what that is, but a fine pewter and silver.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new frying pans, brand new pots and pans, the nonstick.
Okay,
a whole bunch of those. They're brand new.
Tefal.
And you love your cast iron.
I do.
And we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 of these, and Lodge. That's a good brand, that's for sure. The smallest.
Wow.
Ukulele I've ever encountered.
Nice.
That's pretty awesome, actually.
You took a lesson one time.
I did during the whole situation back in 2000. 2020. Yeah. I took two lessons and I quit it. So that's like,
okay, all so right. That's swing enough. And a miss for that then.
I can play the music, but I can't make it.
That is
but
true.
You know how to play both. So it's just one of those things. So again, tables and tables and tables full of tools and just so many miscellaneous things and so many.
Are things reasonably priced at this year's yard sale?
Yeah, it's pretty reasonable.
You said light bulbs?
I mean, like shoes are like, yeah, a whole
box.
Whoa. Yeah, I'm going to have to. Well, they're all colored ones, but I don't like to pay retail for light bulbs.
Yeah.
Because I'm cheap. So.
Is there any red bulbs? We can put those out on our front porch lights and freak out the neighbors.
Yeah, there is. There's two of them.
Get an LLC and let them wonder what we're up to.
Blue ice coolers, dollies. Yeah, this is a good one. It's on Darby Drive. They do it about once a month or so. They always have more unique items. It's like, where do they find all this great treasures and stuff? So on Patterson between 30 and 29 Road, stop by Darby Drive, especially if you need a champagne bowl.
Whoa.
It's Junkin' Friday, I know, and it's Magic 93.1.
Let's go Junkin', shall we? Junkin' Friday.
I got to tell you, this one is crazy. Spring Valley Subdivision, just off Patterson, like 28 and a quarter right there. Great signs. This place is, I can't even get the person that's running the road, though, because there's like a line to pay. No, I'm not on Wintergreen.
Oh, you're not on that one yet. Oh, different one.
I'm going to be at Wintergreen here in a little bit, but this one's inside the house, outside the house, and this place is just crazy. I mean, they've got kitchen items. They've got bags all over the place. They've got books all over the place. You can get a, look at it, the smallest piano I've ever encountered. $40. That's pretty
cool.
There
you go.
Like vintage Barbie stuff, some collector plates, things like that. I'm going to save the best for last. I'll put these two on the spot here in just a second. And like I said, I just came in and wandered through real quick. I've been taking a good look around. Is that Van Gogh? Oh, we got a classic piano, too. People love a Kimball, don't they?
You won't let me have one, no. So move along.
How about one of the largest sledgehammers I've ever encountered for $10? I mean, that's a bargain. Yeah. I mean, you got ski racks. Everyone needs a good sledgehammer. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to knock down a wall.
A whole bunch of barbecue grills. We've got tire chains. We've got the floor creepers. If you want to go underneath the car, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Tire chains for next season. Well, you know, it could still happen for sure. Tons of skis and backpacks and vintage books and stuff like that. And we've got old Coleman water jugs and stuff. So now I'm going to put these two on the spot.
Do it.
So how's the bake sale going?
Good.
What's the big seller?
Sugar cookies.
Ooh.
Sugar cookies? More than chocolate chip?
Yeah. Our sugar cookies are really, really good.
Now, did you guys craft these out yourself?
Yeah.
But not just baked goods. I see you have beverages too, right?
Yeah. We have juices and different flavored waters and stuff.
That's awesome. So are you guys going to be out here all day today and tomorrow?
Yeah, until like, well, not tomorrow. So we're going to do it all today until everything's filled out.
And it looks like it's going pretty quick. So if you want a sugar cookie or if you want a chocolate chip cookie, today's the day, right?
Yeah.
All right, come and check it out, Mary. Stay till on Beechwood. Now I'm just going to go down the street a little bit to my Wintergreen. It's Junkin' Friday, and it's Magic 93.1.
Hey, it's Junkin' Friday. He's going 4 for 4 today. Here we go.
Yeah, for the first time of 2024, 4 yard sales in 1 hour. Amazing. Yeah, because Spring Valley is loaded with yard sales. Where are we at now?
2311 Wintergreen Drive.
Here, Mary. Swims in our general manager's pool.
Oh. My condolences.
So do I. So do a lot of people. You can wade through the vegetation. It's a good swim, isn't
it? Yeah, no kidding.
Beautiful yard back there. Beautiful. Yeah.
So we don't want to talk about swimming in people's pools and hopping fences and stuff. Tell us about some of the items you have here.
Well, we have a lot of Danco sandals, couch and a couple chairs, some bicycles, some tools, and a lot of household goods.
And two guys just going for spring break. This is, you guys are going to do it. I'm just hanging out in the garage for the weekend. That's how you go out, right? So I walked around, and there's lots of stuff. I mean, we've got coolers, we've got towels, we got great artwork. The clothes are so well organized. Is that a Craftsman voltmeter?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
If you know how to use a voltmeter, come and check it out. I mean, I kind of know how, but then I usually like short it out or shock myself. That's normally how it goes down with the whole thing. Is that disc golf? It's kind of like a disc golf, isn't it? what's that? That one at the end next to the leather chair?
It's a water pool for a little young kid, three or four years old.
So you can take it next door.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, pool toys, too. If you need an ironing board, we got those. Tons of books. There's DVDs. Pool noodles, which I'm not surprised about that. And Easter's coming. If you need Easter grass, like you always give me a basket, right, Mary?
Yeah, sure.
There's bags and bags and bags of that stuff.
You know, I started making yours years ago, and I still just reuse that grass every year.
Yeah,
you're getting recycled.
Once you buy Easter grass, I mean,
yeah, you're done.
You don't need to buy anymore. That's for sure.
I feel bad for the company that makes it.
High chair is super vintage, isn't it?
Yes, it's a 1950s high chair. It was my wife's mother's and the other four sisters all set in, and my grandkids.
Do you guys ever cool it in that high chair?
No.
Okay.
Their little brother has.
Okay. So someone's been in that high chair. So what are the hours going to be out here? I mean, it's beautiful today, but tomorrow, let's see.
Well, I plan on being here till about 5 tonight, maybe 6, depending on how well it's going, and then all day tomorrow to about 5 or 6 tomorrow.
And what's the address one more time?
2311 Wintergreen Drive.
And when's the pool open up, do you know?
I don't know. I haven't heard yet.
I haven't either.
Debbie needs to step it up.
It's coming sooner or later. I know. Come on, Dave. Get it together, would you? All right. It's Junkin' Friday, and it's Magic 93.1.
Come and get it. Magic News.